Welcome, 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 Fukuoka Fat Guys, episode 31.
Yep, ice cream bitches.
For the number of days late.
popping the chowder.
Oh, yes, and we have our fourth special guest. Fuck, I don't even know how many this time now.
Yep, hello everyone.
Meet Patrick. Patrick, say hello. Tell us a little about yourself.
My name is Patrick. I've been in Japan for 10 years, and I'm from the sunny, sunny isles of Scotland.
What part of America is that?
it's the part we discovered.
Oh, man. So, we're not going to apologize for being late this time, because we gave people the disclaimer last episode.
No, but you're in your big mouth saying, it's not going to be late.
No, I said after the fucking summer is not going to be late.
It's got to be late all the time.
Oh, my God. We were never late. We were late like twice in 31 episodes before this.
Before this?
We had one time.
One.
We're at
two,
three now.
Three.
You're just doing Count Chocula now. Don't be fucking counting
five.
Like it's Sesame Street.
It could have been a day earlier if it wasn't for me. Like,
I know. We're on UK time. Yeah, just
it's so okay, man.
This is our international edition, like we said.
Yeah.
In the sunny side of Guam. Beautiful, beautiful area.
Where America starts its day.
That's right.
Which is on the shirt, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
And fun fact, this is where Carl is actually from.
Yep.
He claims Hawaii, but he's really from Guam.
Do Americans know about Guam? Like?
Fuck no. I didn't know it was a fucking territory.
It's like Puerto Rico, though.
Yeah. I never heard of Guam until I came to Japan.
We know what Guam is. We didn't know it was part of America.
I went to Japan. I had some students, and they were like, oh, we went to Guam. And I was, where? And they were like, Guam. And I was like, never heard of it. Like, it's just British people. I mean, going to Hawaii is hard for us, but going to Guam... Come on.
Well, Guam's a special exception. Like, there's no tax here. It's just... Yeah.
I mean, it is an island, so shit's expensive, though.
Yeah.
And they don't have very many things. Like, if you've noticed, you've been there for a week, and you've been to everything.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I mean, the water's fucking beautiful. Like,
yeah, but there was a typhoon and a storm, so it's usually more beautiful than that. So.
But, I mean, that speaks up for itself. If we're blown away by, you know, stormy typhoon water, then... You know, the next time when it's, like, clear and sunny, like, holy shit.
Cause yeah, but that buoyancy is not what people are used to, though. Like, you know how, like, salty the water is?
Oh, that's...
Like, I can swim, like, but most people, like, they're not used to that. Like,
oh.
It irritates their skin, too, if you're not used to it. You have to shower, you know?
Yeah, oh, no.
Is that because of the storm?
No. It's just always like that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know why? Fucking pee in the ocean. Oh,
my God. I knew it was fucking, like, don't if he asks you why or any questions, just say
I found a few worm patches.
Like, especially when you're by me. Always by me.
God damn it.
I have one of the kids by my side. And I was like, it's getting warm. And I was like pushing the kid away.
See the bubbles come up from him. You're like,
at least there wasn't any logs floating around.
Oh, no. The water, dude. That shit hurt my eyes. And, like, my eyes were closed the whole time.
Yeah. But like, it's beautiful. You could see, like, fish. Fish jumping through the water and shit. And
oh, yeah. We borrowed, I borrowed Ronnie's, what's it called?
Goggles.
There we are. I'm drinking alcohol.
Do you speak the English?
I was like, I borrowed his sunglasses. I'm like, why the fuck am I using sunglasses in the ocean?
Hit the pin Ronnie down to get them off.
I know, that motherfucker.
Get back in here.
Ronnie just disappeared for like an hour. And he's like, dude, there's coral, there's fish, and I'll be damned. There were like fish swimming.
Forget if we have like... 14 kids can't swim and shit and die.
The kids are drowning.
Help me! And we're like, oh.
Survival of the fittest.
Hey, let's leave the one guy who can't swim there. The one guy who can't swim who's from the island of Guam.
Yeah, how do you not know how to swim when this island is this small, dude, surrounded by water?
Do you know how heavy my dick is? Fuck you, man.
It's like an anchor. Anchors him down, like.
Oh, God. I will say, being with kids this long,
yeah,
it's a fucking challenge. Like, it feels like, you know, dieting and working out all in one, because...
This is the longest camp I've done. You did a longer one, right?
Super Golden Week was only 6 days.
To be honest, the Super Golden Week was worse to me, because we had our boss there with us, and he was
that's true, yeah. We're kind of free here.
Yeah. I hope he doesn't listen to this, or someone snitched to him.
No, but, like, because, like, this is probably one of our last ones, so Grace wasn't feeling so well, so she's like... Let's just end things a bit earlier, because, like, the kids are younger, right? So, if they're younger, we can't really, like, keep them up later than they want to be up, you know? So.
Plus, they want to go play in their rooms and, I had to walk into the boys' room one day, and I just see a bunch of naked boys running around. I'm like, nope, fuck this.
You shouldn't say that out in public, though. Now that we're on record. With your reputation.
What the fuck you? What reputation do I have?
We're on episode 31. No, they're legal now. It's,
yeah. That's good.
Oh, man. So, for how old is this? Day six? Six of seven? We've eaten almost... Bad food every fucking day. Not almost. We have eaten...
It's bad food on top of bad food. From the minute we wake up to like, when we go to bed. Like, what did you call that thing when you went running with the burgers in your stomach?
Oh, the runner's runs?
Runner's runs.
I was pretty close to that, running with my student around the campus. Like, the Taco Bell, the rumors are true. I didn't believe it. I was like, oh, hey, I'll have this Taco Bell. It's not that bad. Everyone's complaining about it. Oh, my God.
I've had Taco Bell twice. I had Jack in the Crack. I had Wendy's. We had pizza. We had fucking... And that was just what I can remember off the top of my fucking head right now.
Yeah. Sorry, not sorry.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Fukuoka Fat Guys. We're going to be here for a fucking long time.
Yep. Funny, we aren't going anywhere.
Patrick used to be a fat guy.
Really?
Back then, when I first came to Japan, I was a pretty fat guy. I was British fat.
Oh, so British fat. Skinny fat.
Yeah. Skinny fat. I had skinny arms, skinny legs, and then just had this massive big belly. Right?
That's because all you niggas do is drink fucking beer all day and shit.
Dark beer.
How heavy were you?
I was maybe mid-90s.
Are you serious? Yeah. Shit, that's pretty
like
awesome.
180
that's,
pounds?
That's but, what I normally am around.
But, yeah. You know, in front of the mirror, I sucked it in and looked
200
fine.
Pounds. 200 pounds.
So you do what I do now. It's like, oh, I'm not that bad. As long as I don't need to breathe.
Shit, I just look fat all the time.
Oh, God.
I saw the pictures, like, because I went on the website to see. And, like, there's pictures of me on the website. I'm like, fuck, and I'm fat.
Yeah, man, it's photos to get. It's when you don't know it's being taken. Yeah. Like, that's when I'm like, normally I'm just going to take it, suck it in.
You know, the camera's there. Oh, at least
same in the mirror.
The kids come and play with my stomach, and they're like, it feels so nice, and it's so bouncy, so I don't want to hear shit from you two.
Are you going to do that thing now? Close your eyes. Okay, close your eyes, students.
That was it. That was your group, wasn't it?
No. Keep me out.
The magic game.
Shit.
What,
talk about magic game, magic slushies.
Oh, God. So, since we had Patrick and Ronnie, who you've been to America, but
I actually lived in America for 2 years. But when I was 5 or 6 super years young. Old, so I don't remember much about it at all. I remember like Dairy Queen.
Oh, DQ.
And I that's about the only restaurant I remember.
Orange Dreams, Burger King. Good.
Yeah.
All I know is we were trying to give them the fat guy experience, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so...
Basic, you know, America experience.
We had slushies and styrofoam cups. And, you know, it's illegal to drink in public. So these slushies had a magic elixir at the bottom. A little bit of Captain.
It'll Cap'n in you?
Yeah.
Good morning, Captain. Cap'n in me right now.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
His dick is right by his cup. Literally.
God.
Like... Put that around. I'm gonna take a picture for
the
website. No,
don't fucking take a picture right now.
It was there. Yeah. Fuck.
God, now I'm gonna fucking move. Either way, we were taking these fools around, showing them how to eat all the bad food. Like, who was it? Somebody. They didn't know like what the dipping sauce was for, or was it the Taco Bell? You didn't know what the taco sauce was for. Or?
I mean today I was going sauce crazy because like Wendy's has like in Japan it's like barbecue or mustard, and that's all you get. And then it was like I said, what sauces do you have? And there was like such
ranch,
a list:
sweet, sour, barbecue, and honey mustard.
Super sauce delicious or something. I had that was the best one. I don't know what the hell was it? Sauce.
Oh yeah, they'll go into places where like, oh, Ronnie had Pop Tarts. And we're like, oh, you got to put them in the toaster. And he's like, why? I was like, because that's how you eat them. He's like...
We had the Pop-Tart sandwich.
Yeah, I know.
Double Pop-Tart. So.
But unfortunately, he started off with, what, chocolate, I think, or s'mores?
S'mores.
And s'mores aren't good cold.
Nah, you got to have, like...
Strawberry.
Strawberry with the white frosting on top. Shit.
You got to burn the roof of your mouth as well, like, before you...
We're lucky. You're lucky we didn't make you eat Cap'n Crunch where it cuts the fucking roof of your mouth.
Never had Cap'n Crunch.
It's garbage. I hate fucking Cap'n Crunch.
Crunch berries, bitch.
I had Fruit Loops the first time. Everybody went, that's weird. It's
sugar
cereal. Like,
oh, that's had to be the biggest mind fuck. So like coming back and eaten this amount of fast food and stuff, we will give people gallons and gallons and gallons of sugar for free. But if you want, like, water, you have to pay extra for that.
Oh, yeah.
Which is nuts. Like, my kids were going, and at every restaurant, they were like, oh, what kind of soda do you want? And they're like, can we have water? And they're like, we only have bottled, and it's $3. But a fountain drink is $1.49 for, like, a supersize.
And you can't get water in sets. Like, you have to get a soft drink in sets.
And it's like, no wonder we're fat. Did you guys see that kid at Wendy's when we were there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. This little boy. Oh. Yeah. He was, like, 9 or 8, and he had titties. Oh, and man. He was... It was just like, he was so... I think I only had him by, like, 10 pounds.
Yeah. Bitch, that was a girl!
Shut up! That was a little boy. And nah, oh, my God. Big, like. But, yeah, it's so easy to see why we get so fat out here. It's just...
Man, I think he was, like, child abuse levels. Like, I mean, look at the diagram. Man, you should...
That's rough. You Brits, you just don't know what the fuck life is like. How did you lose? So what is your weight now? You were at 90 and you were what now?
I mean, so a couple of years ago, I was like 72, 73, I think 13%, 13% body fat. But then, like, over the last couple of years, having a daughter and schools being a little bit different, I had to commute to school. So I'm now looking at high 70s, and I think last time I checked, it was like 16% body fat. So
I'm like 16% muscle. I'm the inverse.
It's all right. We'll get there.
Oh, but what changed? You just changed your diet or just working out? Or?
Well, I was kind of... I was skinny fat again when I came back to Japan this time. But I was like 70. I was 70, but I had like no muscle tone. And then like I moved jobs. And the job I had before, I worked 4 days a week. So I worked 4 days a week, but I would work schools and then conversation school in the evening. So I'd be like all day, like 14 hours a day, every day.
Shit.
I'd come back and have like a beer and some like tofu, and then I'd just pass out and then do it again the next day. And then 3 days of the weekend, I'd be out partying. So I didn't eat a lot, but I was drinking a lot. So I was like about semi, but I had like no muscle tone. And then I moved to Saga. And I got like a normal job, and I had evenings suddenly. So I was like, I've got to do something with this time. So I started running, and that kind of snowballed. Like the first day I came to Saga, we went walking around the town, like to have a look around Saga. I lived there before, but I just to kind of familiarize myself. And it happened to be the Sakura Marathon day, and I was like, I'm gonna do this next year. And the wife was like, yeah, whatever. And so I started off like just a couple of kilos at a time, and then worked my way up until I was ready to run it. And then I kept that going for a while. And then we had our daughter, which is great, but not very good for
weight list.
Yeah,
they say like we get that whole, it's, you know how like
nesting mentality,
the weight gain is this, something shifts in your physiology when you have a kid. Your physiology changes, your testosterone drops, and you pack on fat naturally. It's part of being a dad.
Really?
You
know?
Fuck.
It's an empathy thing.
So yeah. If I get thin, I shouldn't have a kid. Like, that's what I'm hearing.
Nah, you're black. You don't care about kids. Right? You just fucking shoot inside. Come on, bitches!
God damn it. Oh, man. How old's your daughter?
How many kids do you have, sucker?
Shut the fuck up. I ain't got... Knock on wood. I ain't got no fucking kids, all right?
That we know of.
God damn it. I swear to God, if I go back home and someone's like, Dad, I'm running. God,
you fucking asshole didn't believe me. The Korean kid that's fucking in the elevator who was saying, Appa. That
was Dad. Oh, when we first got here into this whole... So we're staying in this Leo Palace Resort. And it's a beautiful, big ass, like, we have like a three bedroom, six bed.
Suite.
And it would run for about $200 a night regularly.
Yeah.
So, you know, it would be dirt cheap if you came here with some homies. But it's hella far away from everything in Guam.
It's pretty much Jurassic Park.
Right? Yeah, it looks like Jurassic Park coming in with all... But when we got here, a little baby, you know, we were holding the door open for the baby. And the baby points at me. And it says something like, Appa. And he's like... It comes like... The baby thinks you're its dad. And I'm like, oh, fuck no. This baby don't think that.
That's what he's saying.
The little pale-ass baby thinks like the dark-skinned... Giant is Papa. Like, what's Mama been doing? That's what I want to know. But no,
milkman.
Fucking being out here, it's been nuts. We've been having to ride. We'd have to ride the bus into the city so that we could ride other buses to go to other parts of the city. And holy shit, like, people in Guam don't give a fuck. We, two nights ago, we were coming home, and we were trying to catch the bus to catch a bus to the hotel we're at. And this old dude showed up late, and he had the nerve to be pissed off at us. And holy shit, he was just like jerking and stopping, and like, it felt like he was trying to make us fall, because three of us were standing up, everyone else was sitting down. And Carl's like, no, they just don't give a fuck out here. And I'm like, no, this guy is having a bad day, I'm gonna talk to him. And we all got off the bus, and I'm like, dude, what the fuck's your problem? And he's like, oh, I'm sorry, just drive like that. And I was like, dude, there's fucking kids on the bus. And he was just like, whatever. Next day, we run into him, he's good, but we had a transfer, and our bus shows up, and it goes past the bus stop and lets the people out. And then we all start walking towards him, and the nigga pulls away. And Carl's like, that shit happens in Guam. But Carl's saying it, so I don't want to believe it. So it's like, fuck, man.
Didn't it happen to you the other day, too? You said you actually texted us.
No, that was... it was the family. The bus driver stopped for... I wasn't trying to get on. This family was walking towards him with their... what's it? The little...
Stroller. Yeah, English...
Fuck you.
Prem. In England, UK, we have problems
there. But he drove away, like, when they got, like, almost there.
And they always do that, though.
Oh, dude.
It's like they're showing them the finger as they're coming up.
But you gotta be careful in Guam, because you just keep bumping into people. Yeah. It's so small.
That bitch you told us off, you better control your kids. Me and Patrick saw her. She was about to get in the bus, but she decided, she saw us, and she decided to take the next
one. So we take these big, like, tour buses into the city, and we had almost 30 kids with us.
Yeah, to be fair, they're loud, though.
But, I mean, it's kids. Like, the lady was Japanese, and, you know, in Japan, kids are loud there, too. But the kids were just being kids. They weren't being, like, super loud.
Yeah, they weren't cussing at her or anything.
So this lady, she gets off, and she decides to, like, tell Grace, like, you should control your kids and keep them more quiet. And it's like, what the fuck? Like, so, yeah, but this island's so small, like, you run into a motherfucker again, and they ain't got nothing to say.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, it tickles the shit out of me. But, also...
What's going on in America, anyway? Any news?
Oh, there's a ton of shit
going on. We're in America.
Yeah. Fair enough. Change up to the good talks, we had our mass shootings.
Another one?
We had two. Well, I know. We had two with...
Oh, we had two!
There's a stabbing yesterday.
Yeah.
What? Mass stabbing. Yeah. California?
Mass stabbing?
Yeah, yeah. So
with that... took out the dick and just was...
Oh, God. Shut up. No. So I know one of the shootings was, what, El Paso?
Yeah.
Actually, I think a week or so ago, there was a shooting in Gilroy. And my buddy's girlfriend, Isabella, who is a listener, she's from Illinois, so I hope her friends and family were not affected by that. That's where I used to go shopping for my school clothes. But
I think the whole town was affected, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, it's tough, man. Like, but I think what's hard is people are super desensitized with all the shootings and stuff, you know? Like...
But the thing... See, like... Like, well, what we're going to go, so we have to jump into it, is what do we think is at fault? So the left is saying guns, the right is trying to say video games and mental health, and that just annoys the fuck out of me. of course, if we didn't have guns, we couldn't kill people that easily, but I bet you fucking it would still happen.
Yeah, like those stabbings, like, yeah. I was talking about, like, so if it's... I can see where people are saying, like, the guns make it easier to kill people.
Yeah.
And it increases the numbers that they can kill people, right? So,
but...
You can do a lot of worse, a lot fast. We talked about it last night as well. Like, if you want to end your life, man, a gun is, like, it's a one-switch option. You don't like, if you don't have a gun, it's difficult. Like, it's...
You got to work kind of hard to do
it. Yeah. You got to really put in the thought, like...
But, I mean, so, I grew up around guns, and... I would say we need, like, even when you want to put more, thorough back checks and stuff like that, like, some people are still pushing against that, and it's like, if we want guns in America, we need to have just a system just to make sure people who have them are in check. But we have to stop with the bullshit about the fucking games and shit, because when Garnold, what was it? I was gonna say Garnold Schwarzenegger. Arnold Schwarzenegger, when he was the governor, he was going on that thing too, on that bandwagon, and he used to be in violent movies. He glorified guns and stuff like that.
I mean, there's lots of studies into games, and there's not been any
no correlation.
Yeah, no correlation we made at all between gaming and like and reenacting. Obviously, if you're a person who's prone to violence, like you might get into games, but it wasn't the result. You're prone to violence before you started playing the games. So, like, you know.
Yeah, do we think it's Trump's fault?
Nah. It's like saying, like, fucking...
Shootings around before Trump, so...
Yeah.
Well, but they're saying a lot of the stuff he said was in one of the killer's manifesto, calling the people an infection and things
so like that. So if a motherfucker reads the Bible and shit, then that's fucking Jesus' fault?
Exactly. No, the reason I bring that up is because it's the same fucking thing as games, right? You know, they're trying... the left is trying to say it's Trump because he said all this dumb shit.
It's all sensationalism.
I know, it's talking points, and that's what makes me angry.
Well, you have to remember, everyone's still campaigning, right? So this is campaign trail. Yeah. And then the media is trying to, like, make this, you know, an issue. But the issue is fucking complicated, man. Like, it's not just one thing. Guns, for sure, guns are dangerous. Like, if you look at, like, all the other countries where they have gun violence, fucking, it's just America, you know? Like, you know? You don't see fucking mass shootings in Russia. The fucking government just fucking, if someone's gonna start shooting, they're gonna fucking kill. They don't give a shit about collateral damage. They're like, oh, the fucker's in there. No. Oh, there's a whole theater of people. It's too bad. We're gonna kill them all to get that one dude.
The Russians are killing people before any of the people kill people.
Yeah. You can't do no fucking hostage negotiations in Russia. They're just gonna kill people. They'll kill you.
I want a helicopter. Oh, that's cute. Yes. Good job, comrade. No, it's funny that the right is doing to games what the left is doing to Trump, because I agree. I don't even think those words Trump's are using in those speeches are his. I think it's just talking points.
So,
I mean, he has to blame something. There has to be like, oh, this is the reason, and he can't say guns because it's too like a...
Well, they give him money.
Yeah, exactly.
They give the money's Republican there, Party money, of course.
So how would you feel about if people made VR where you can actually put it on and you can get in there and
it's like full on, like real?
Like real. You can't distinguish between, like, reality and stuff, and you have the option to kill as many people as you want. Would that be okay?
If you could, if you couldn't distinguish between reality, I would say it would be a bad thing. Because the whole fun of games is it's not reality. It takes you out. It's like, there are games that look more realistic, but even those are goofy. Call of Duty and all the shit you can do in those dumbass games, people will fly a plane up, eject out the plane, shoot a rocket launcher, and then catch their same plane falling down. Like, that's what makes it fun, not the...
I think there's a certain reaction. I remember I was working in Australia, and this girl fell off the back of the truck. We were working the back of a truck, and we just basically in a flatbed truck, hanging onto the cage, and one girl just fell off, and she, like, ripped all the flesh off her arm.
Oof.
And, like, I've seen way worse things in games, but my reaction to that was totally different.
Yeah, because, like, you knew it was real.
It was real, yeah. It was a switch in my head. Like, there was definitely, like, you know, in games, you're like, blah, blah, blow everybody to pieces. Like, it's absolutely fine, even when it's a really real game. But seeing that, my whole body went, oh, that's, like, someone's arm, like, you know.
No, I mean, and the other thing is they're trying to make it sound like everybody who's doing this has mental illness. And I think... Like, I don't... Did those guys seem like they had mental illness, or did they just have just a ridiculous amount of hate?
You got to have a capability. It's got to be a capability to kill. And that's something that's not... And that's a... It's the frontal cortex, isn't it? Is it like there's part of your frontal cortex which stops you, like, inflicting violence and pain and hurt on people. Like, there's a point where something kicks in, and it's like not having enough of that thing to kick in. I mean, is it something to punch somebody, but to actually kill them, there's something shutting you off there.
But isn't that like what those hate groups do? Like, when the KKK go out and, like, on their recruiting missions, and they find the kids who are young and feel alone and abandoned, and they kind of, like, you know, they raise them, they give them like a family or something. They give them something that loves them, and then something that they want to protect into all the means. And so, like, maybe that guy's frontal cortex is fine. It's just that he saw the minorities as this thing that was going to destroy the thing he loved, and, you know, what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. It's just, we will never know.
Oh, of course not. It's just, but yeah, fucking stop blaming it on video games. Like, I ain't saying to take guns away, but
they have the, what they call it, in the true crime, like, podcast world, they have that like the trifecta they talk about, the three things which make people mass killers and serial killers. It's like one of the flags are there. It's like one of them is like abuse from parents when you're young, abuse from parents or family members. The other is like starting to harm animals at an early age. Yeah. And the third one's head injury. Like a lot of serial killers have had a head injury when they're young. They harm animals.
Like, a lot of people don't realize like TBI is real. Like, you know, like
TBI,
traumatic brain injury.
Oh,
so like when people get hit by a car and shit, like that whole Roseanne thing is real. You know, like
oh yeah,
she's Sam Kinison too, right? Like the reason why he is the way he is, especially if he's hit by a car. You know, so I mean. We don't know, like, remember Junior Seau when he killed himself? Like, that was shocking to me. Like, oh, why did he kill himself? Just like.
I noticed, like, a couple people that I met in Japan a while back that had gotten hit by cars, like, just changes in their personality. It was pretty.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's nuts. But, you know, we're all still studying things. It's just. It's, I don't know. Like, is it as bad like that in the UK where you're at? You know, because. Our news, like, when we watch it, you know, I'm just like, fuck, we can't do shit. We can't even get along with each other. We're too busy fighting and demonizing each other and shit. So, you know, from a Brexiter or, you know, whatever is going on out there, like, how do you feel when you see stuff on our end?
I think it's weird. Like, with the shootings and whatnot, it's really because, like, I go to Japan, and Japanese people are like, oh, in the West, you have all these shootings and stuff. And I'm like, when I came to Japan, I was freaked out because the cops have guns on them, whereas we don't have that. I don't think the first time I probably saw a gun was when I went to Australia. Australian cops are gun armed as well. So it's, and we had in Scotland, actually, the big thing that changed the British law was in Scotland, which was like a guy, a scoutmaster, went into a school's gymnasium and shot a whole bunch of little kids.
Are you serious? Yeah.
And that was like the overnight thing, especially because it was little kids. You know, you had Sandy Hook, so. But anyways, little kids, and then it was like, okay, that's it. You can't get any pistols, rifles. It was only shotguns for farms. Like, so, it's weird, but we have a weird relationship with America, anyways. Where
you're like the boring parent, and we're the cool younger kid.
No, I feel like definitely it's more big brother, little brother.
But we're the cool little brother getting all the tail, right?
We've got all the power. Like, we have very little. Like, there's been a lot of criticism in the past of how like British prime ministers tend to follow the American president blindly. You know, the Gulf War, and then Afghanistan. That we're like, yeah, okay. There's a lot of criticism of prime ministers about doing that. So, you know, it makes it. American politics affects us a lot on how what's happening with our economy. We're kind of tied into the dollar as well, so
it's weird because like when I was growing up, they didn't teach us much like how crappy our public systems, like school system was. Like, you know, I've learned more about like world history and government being an adult in the world than I did like growing up. And just, you know, you get like the footnotes version, and so it's always interesting to see what it's like hearing from somebody else.
You gotta travel the world to learn about the world, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's eye-opening.
I mean, like, for me, like, looking at the UK in the last 10 years, there's been a lot more cases of violence, you know, and people always say, oh, it's because of immigration, but, like, what was the guy who took the car and he fucking just, like, drove it
through? Started plowing through people, wasn't it in France or something?
No, we had one at the tower, the Houses of Parliament, right in front of our government.
Oh.
Someone did that, and then we've had a few attacks, and we had 7/7, which is the buses blew up in the underground after, it's our 9/11. But, I mean, the thing is that Britain's had a long history of terrorism.
Yeah.
We had the IRA bombing the UK for a long time, so like long before America really had like serious homeland terrorism, we had that going, and we're kind of used to it. It just changed who was doing it, because the IRA is now not bombing, well, but it's kind of almost extinguished completely the situation in Ireland. It's still that if you're living in Northern Ireland, it still kind of sucks. But if you're in mainland Britain, we don't get affected so much. And it's just the name on the person who's phoning up and saying we're responsible is changed. Like, so that part hasn't changed so much. Like, but I think so. Like, in fact, during the heyday of when the IRA was bombing the UK, it's probably killed more people than in the United Kingdom, including Northern Ireland, okay. Killed a lot more people than any Muslim attack has done in the UK. Like,
I don't know. I think they're always trying to play on our emotions, because when they were talking about how we're reacting to like mass shootings, like it's horrible when they happen. But Neil deGrasse Tyson was talking about it in his thing. He was just speaking from a scientific point, because, you know, he was saying mass shootings, he sees them as something that we can prevent, right? But he's saying in America, like, because then remember the two shootings happened within 2 days, right? He said within 2 days, 500 people will die from medical error, 300 from flu, 250 from suicide, 200 from car accidents, and then 40 from just handgun violence or, you know, injuries. And, whoa, that scared the shit out of me. So it's like,
that's your fact checking fucked up.
Yeah, I know. Our fact checker is the damn dryer. No, we're gonna do that. But it's like, it's because like it's so horrible when it's a shooter, like when it's one person at fault for so many.
Now people want someone to blame. Everyone wants that scapegoat, right? Everyone wants that reason to like
to hate. You know,
we do it all the time, right? Like why we can't succeed or why we're. Why am I still
fat? The man's holding me back.
Yeah, that's true, though. Like, we're always like that.
No, it's always interesting. But, no.
Things like Neil deGrasse Tyson is a guy I have a huge amount of respect for, but he does do some... He says some stuff sometimes, like, I'm like, what? You're such a logical man. And then he kind of... He likes to throw out some fire there, like he likes to say radical stuff. Like
he likes to play devil's advocate, it seems sometimes.
Yeah, and he sometimes doesn't do great things for the science communication, like you know, family. And I'm a big fan of science communication, but
I haven't heard from him since that issue he had with the girl saying he was a bit handsy with her or something, or the girl with the tattoo. Like he's been kind of laying low. And this is the first time I had heard from him and since then. And I was like, oh, he's coming back. And then it's like, oh.
Controversial post.
Yeah, I know. It's keeping him in the popular, you know, in the news and stuff. But
Did you see your boy Bernie Sanders was on Joe Rogan?
Yeah, I haven't watched it yet.
I haven't had a chance to.
I'm kidding. With all these fucking kids around, I can't watch shit.
That one's a 3-hour podcast or something. That's pretty rough.
So. Dude, the last 3-hour podcast I watched with him was with Killer Mike. And that's like, I had to watch it in pieces bit by bit. But how do you feel about Brexit? I always want to ask. Like,
so I mean, it's difficult because I've been out of the UK, and when I go back, like when I went back a few, because I go back every 3 to 4 years, and when I went back maybe 2 times ago, it was the Scottish vote for independence, and a lot of my Scottish friends were like going, "Let's get out, let's go out," like, and I was like, you know. As a person, like I came from America to Scotland. I kind of want integration more with Scotland. And I was like, oh, don't split off. The thing is that we have a lot of oil. We have a lot of natural resource. Yeah, so we because it's a country of 4 million. So, I mean, that's not big. Like, I mean, that's like maybe compared to Fukuoka, it's like 3 Fukuokas. And then we've got like a massive oil field. So people think, oh, we got all this money. But like, it would mean that we would have been, if Scotland had done that, we would have been out of the EU, we'd have to go back into the EU, we would have had to separate our currency from the UK, we'd still be on pound, we'd probably have to go to the euro, and there'd be a lot of stuff. And I was like, I don't think, because all the banks are in England, you know, I mean, we have a couple in Scotland, but all the banks are basically in England. And it would have been a lot more complicated than what people actually thought it was. And then I was kind of, let's stay in. And eventually Scotland stayed in. And then, like, after that, like, the government in London, everything just went, you know, to crap. Like, we did this Brexit thing that it was kind of David Cameron kind of, like, he kind of threatened the people. He sort of said, how it happened was that he was like, okay, if you want to leave the EU, I'll give you your chance. You can vote on it. And people kind of were like, oh, you don't think we're going to vote? And they did, and they voted, and it was like half people were trying to be logical, no, that's not a good idea, and half people were like, no, we should just show them that we want to be the independent.
Yeah.
And then it actually ended up passing, yeah. And then, like, my brother...
Fuck, we were trying to do that. We were just trying to...
Yeah.
How do you feel that, to learn that a lot of that discourse and stuff was made by Russian, like, infiltration and stuff like that?
I haven't been following this part, like, you've had this same thing in America, right?
Yeah.
I really don't know.
We found out a lot of that shit was actually, Facebook was responsible for a lot of that shit. Like,
yeah, I did listen to like a little bit of one of my favorite podcasts covered the Pepe thing, how Pepe basically got Trump into power because the Pepe meme was so strong, like the Trump Pepe supporters.
The frog,
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to get off memes because it's fucking Russians. Goddamn. They're good, dude. They're good at what they do. Those fuckers,
man,
are good.
I mean, cause
that's why I'm saying, I'm always so angry. I'm just always like reading comments and shit. I think when I stay off social media, I'm like fucking golden.
Honestly, other than Instagramming for this podcast, like, I don't fuck with no social media. Like, Facebook, kiss my ass. You know, Twitter, all that shit, because it's stupid. Facebook is people trying to have intellectual conversations without anyone there, and then, you know, just everything gets lost in the the chat or whatever, and it's a bunch of shit. And
yeah,
people take a picture of the fucking food.
You can tell he doesn't use it at all. He called comments chat.
Oh, fuck you guys, making me sound like the old dude. But
Facebook's a weird thing because it's kind of love hate. I really want to delete it, but it's like the best ever like phone contacts book. Like,
yeah.
I've got all these people that I would have no way to contact.
Social media makes you do fucking stupid shit. When my ex broke up with me, I had a dream like 6 months after we broke up, and I woke up and I checked her social media, and then, you know, I saw that she was doing something with a new guy and all this shit, and all that did was fuck me up, and then I couldn't go back to sleep because I was all flustered and shit, and I'm like, why did I do that?
Well, that's one thing about basically the worst thing is, like, keeping you up. Like, when you like, the thing, I have to consciously make a thing to not, even now, because I don't have Facebook put notifications, because even with Line, like, it's like, I wake up in the middle of the night, like, 3 a.m., I look at my phone, there's some Line there, I'm like, don't look at it. Like, don't look at the phone, because you get sucked in and it'll wake me up. You know what I mean? Your brain switches in.
No, that light actually fucking triggers.
Yeah. My wife does it. She goes, I goes on Facebook before she goes to bed.
Do you pee in the dark?
Do I pee in the dark?
Yes, because like some people don't like to turn on the light in the bathroom when they get up to pee in the middle of the night.
Oh, the one eye thing. I do that thing.
I do that too.
Close one eye, open one eye only.
You're good. Like, you check the phone. Like, if I'm sleeping, I put, like, if I don't have to work the next day, my phone is on vibrate, and I don't look at that shit until I wake up the next fucking day.
Yeah,
in
it's
the
temptation. Like, oh, what's happened in the last?
Ain't nothing
three
happening
hours
at 3 a.m.
No, but like,
I need to.
A lot of the young kids, this is how they grow up, right? That whole dopamine rush, right? So they're so used to fucking, like, they have what's called, like, missing out. You know, they have that fucking...
Oh, they're afraid of missing out or whatever.
Yeah.
Fear of missing out.
Yeah. So they...
They're checking because they're afraid there's a party or something going on, or...
Something else is going on in life. So they'll be together, but on their phones, because they feel like there's something better that they're missing out on.
Black Eyed Peas said they had, like, the augmented reality thing at their concerts now, because everyone's always on their fucking phone, like, streaming it or like Instagramming it and shit, and I'm like, the fuck, just enjoy the goddamn concert.
It's,
like,
no, but that's not how people, that's
it's
not how
Bruno
people
Mars,
enjoy,
right? He's the one who
the girl
hates
the,
it, like, in
Japan?
Yeah,
that girl was clueless, man. She was like, in,
did you hear about
this? She was in the front row.
She was like she was kind of famous too, wasn't
yeah,
she?
Yeah, she's kind of like a
like a YouTuber or something, right?
YouTube.
She's like
an
influencer, model.
No, basically Bruno Mars was saying, you bitch, put the phone down.
Yeah.
He was going like, the phone down. Mm-hmm. And he just got so pissed off, he took his towel and threw it at her.
She's like, woo, I got a
Bruno
Mars song.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, I got a Bruno Mars.
She's like Instagramming
it
up on the thing.
And he's all like,
does not understand what's going on. Like.
I mean, but see, that's the newest generation. Like, my ex was the same way. She wanted to Instagram and chat, and I'm like,
yeah, but why? You don't want to do that because you don't want people knowing your business.
I'm smart. You know, like, you can't lie if everybody knows the truth.
I mean, do you remember going around to people's houses to see if they were in? You
know, yeah!
Like, ringing the doorbell and the mom came out. It's like, is so-and-so in? Yeah.
I remember, like, yesterday, fucking, because we have to call the kids, right? And every time we call them up, we're still talking and they fucking just hang up. Like, bitch, did you just fucking hang up on me?
It's so weird. Yeah. Like,
they're talking about the hotel phones.
Yeah.
Like, when you got to call the other rooms, the kids don't say goodbye. Well, they just hang up.
They don't know how to use phones. They never seen this phone thing before.
Oh, God. They know how to use phones. They just don't know how to say goodbye.
No. They don't have a house phone, though.
They do what my mother-in-law does, is where they don't put the phone down, but they just tell everybody in the room what you said while you're still there. I'm like, oh, he says come down at 9:15. And I'm like, put the phone down.
Yeah, do it after you
just say goodbye.
Dude, talking about where I lived, everybody used to just go over their friend's house when we were young. And some people wouldn't lock the door. Like, I used to just walk into Robert's house and never scared anybody. It was hilarious. You know, just random black kid in the house. Like, it's just normal.
And they just thought you were a shadow bitch.
They just thought me a shadow. But it's funny because, like, the maid staff here, I've scared the same maid 3 days out of the 6 that we've been here. And just walking by.
It's like, what guy's not like the rest?
No. But it's like, fuck. Like, that used to be so much fun, seeing if your friend's home or, you know, you're on your way back from, like, practice, and you're like, hey, you want to go play? You want to go play outside?
You had to be places, but you had to commit. You had to be like, I'll be there at 3. Yeah.
Or, like, when, like, there's no way to contact them, and, like, fucking, like, oh, shit, I'm supposed to be somewhere. I can't get the message to them. I have to fucking send this bird. Oh, bird, fly! Fly!
It just goes and gets hit by a fucking truck.
Or what do you call it, answering machines, you remember that shit?
Oh, God, that used to be exciting, except when nothing was there for you. You know, you're like, oh, maybe there's a message for me. Everything's for your mom and dad. You're like, fuck this machine, I hate it.
But you guys weren't old enough to have pagers, right? You ever?
I was old enough to know what they were. I never used
them. I had a pager, but it was really big in Japan, eh? Pocket Bell.
Pocket Bell, yeah.
Pocket Bell. And actually, the company still exists. Like, they do it. They do radios now, like, because they have a network all over Japan, which is their own network, and they do it for, like, storm warnings and stuff. But yeah, I mean, I remember getting, like, my dad got a phone before anyone had a phone. He had a mobile phone because he was working abroad and stuff. And I used to just go up and call my friends and, like, go, how's it going? Are you home right now? And they go, yeah, I'm at home. Okay, I'll be right in a minute. And I'd be like, beep, boop. How'd you get here so fast? Like, I get so freaked out.
Oh, shit. No, it used to be. I remember memorizing everybody's phone number. There are still. I still have some of my friends' phone numbers.
How many phone numbers do you remember now?
Right now? I still remember
mine. What's my phone number, bitch?
I know my house in America. I know my mom's cell. I know my next door neighbors. I still know Robert's parents' house. I know my Aunt Wren. I know my grandma. And I still have my sister's phone memorized, but, like, that's it. I got, like,
I could do most of my friends from back home, like, most of them.
Like, how about now, like, recent numbers? Do you know any recent numbers?
Recent numbers.
I know my number.
I know my wife's number, though.
Yeah, but see, that's the thing, right? If you don't use that shit, you're never going to remember it. Mm-hmm. So, like, now, no one knows. Except when people fucking, like, lose their fucking phone, it's fucking, like, hey, I broke my phone. Message me with your contacts.
That's when Facebook comes in handy. It's like, fuck, I had to reactivate my account after all the shit I talked on that last post. Please send me your numbers and tell everyone, spread the word. No, it's, dude.
You ever had someone, like, ghost your account? Like,
ghost on.
Just like use all your pictures and fucking make a fake Instagram or something like that.
No. Did you ghost my account? See, that's what you know. I thought you meant ghosted as in dating. I'm like, oh yeah, I've been ghosted all the fucking time.
No, I'm just saying, like, someone, like, made a fake account.
I will say I am popular on this island. Holy shit.
Oh yeah. Dude, you should have seen this fucker at Jack in the Box.
And I was trying to get us. Oh, the gay dudes at the beach? Oh, fuck y'all.
I like how you owned that though.
I don't care. They were like, friendly.
Yeah, I got hit on.
They're looking at your dick. They're like,
hey, shut up. I did fuck up.
Lighting up for the shower.
Oh, God. This is worse. See, now I got two.
Did you drop the soap?
We were showering outside. There was no soap. What the fuck?
But this
fuck you.
Did you bend over?
No, I didn't. There's no reason to bend over. God, no. But no, I fucked
they
up.
Were, they were fit as well. Like, they were like, yeah, they were built. Nice, like,
my God, stop talking nice about bodies. The gay dudes. Shit, I'm trying to admit that I fucked up with a hot chick who was sitting next to me on the bus.
What happened to us about that?
Yes, I know, because fucking I got so much shit from Patrick, but I was fucking tired.
I was sitting behind him going, so where'd you come from?
He didn't say shit. I was trying to get out the way.
Somebody mess you up.
Fuck you. It was a Japanese girl that was on the bus with her friend, and there was a spot up front and a spot by me. And I stood up to go switch with her. Instead, she sat in and split from her friend. And I was like, all right.
On the window side as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, she was on the window side.
She was locked in. Like.
Yeah, and so Patrick's like, oh, you better talk to her. And I was like, all right, I'm going to try. And then as soon as the bus started going, I'm like, nope, I'm not going to try. I don't give a fuck. I'm fucking tired. I'm dressed like a fucking homeless man with nasty-ass kids on me. And
that's one of the things I do regret is not bringing nice clothes. I'm yeah. Like, I'm in like full... Camp,
I'm in camp wear, there. Exactly.
I feel embarrassed. Like, everybody's
would you be weird,
up.
Like if you're walking, like walking around pimped out? Hey kids,
looking all nice, got some fucking
the kids look nice and us. They're dressed up in their like Adidas and the Nike and like.
Well,
Supreme
because but
they're
we're not
stuff,
the kids are jumped like in the fucking water. They were climbing on me and shit. I got bruises on my left arm, so of course I'm not gonna wear anything expensive or nice. Have kids pulling on my shirts and shit. I'd uppercut the little motherfucker.
Were they pulling on you?
Fuck you, Carl. I'm talking about my shirts. God damn it. But yes,
I have to pull on something else.
I fucked up, and I know Robert's going to be like, any shot not taken is a shot missed. But I was fucking tired. I fell asleep on the bus. Fucking screw you guys. Leave me alone. I have my one. I have flaws, okay? I'm not perfect. All right. Fuck you, Patrick.
Talking a big game.
Oh, always God. I'm never talking a big game. The only thing that likes me that that was fucking surprising.
Well, he is popular. He's popular.
The big game.
Oh no, the big girls.
You have the big game for the big girls.
The big girls love me. My Tinder blew up. I had like 14 likes as soon as I got off the plane, and none of them were smaller than me. I was like,
apart
holy
from the one
shit.
That Carl knew,
huh?
Apart from the one that Carl knew.
Oh, his ex girlfriend. She didn't like me. I liked her. The girl he had that crush on.
She just said, I know.
You can't type without them liking you, motherfucker.
No, you should put that in the picture. Carl's friend! She fucking block you! Block, bitch!
It's like my phone got a virus somehow. No, man, it's fucking nuts, but... Oh, shit. And we get to be up at...
We would have fucking left the room for you.
With which one? What are you talking
about?
You
already left it. Like, you already
no, I'm saying,
it.
Like, if you brought three of those big bitches around...
Oh, my God. If I got this dude, I'd be torn up. Like, they would have ate me, shit. Black Widow shit, you know?
Don't be a dick, fucking guy. He expects these little Japanese girls to love him.
No.
And when it's the other way around, he's like, no, I can't take one for the team.
First off, wait, what team am I taking this for?
Team Human, bitch. It's called karma, you know? Like, you're expecting the little Japanese girls. For one thing, you fucking have a big dick.
Oh, dude. My God, stop talking about my job.
Your dick is big. You fucking, I'm sure whenever you put, like, the first girlfriend you had, the one I knew, the masseuse. I won't say her name. That starts with the R and ends with the A. But anyways, you made her cry. Because it was too big.
God damn it. God damn it. I think we need to end the podcast now. They're playing the drinking game. This motherfucker, Patrick, tells us that they talk about playing a drinking game. Every time you talk about my junk and every time I say, God damn it, Carl, or something.
Oh, my family listens to this.
Yeah, oh, your family listens? Oh, yeah, there it is. My family, my mom listens to this. Yes, hi, mom.
God damn it, Carl, my family listens to this.
It is, it's true. So, yes, we do it way
too. I'm just saying, for karma, you fucking put that anaconda in the little girls.
Homie, don't say it like that. That sounds wrong. We are fucking watching kids. There's no time here. Fuck you! He's looking at his watch right now.
9:30.
Yeah, even like he's got like at least 3 hours.
You tell the girls, those big heifers to come down here at 9:30.
They'd be here pretty fast.
They'd be in your bed ready. They'd be like,
there's like six.
As soon as you landed, he's like, bing, bing, bing. He's got,
oh shit!
It was a bus from the airport, and he's like, look, all these people who liked me.
I'm serious. At 9:30, we were already settling in. You're having a couple of drinks. After a while, you don't even know.
Oh my God, this podcast has gotten out of hand. Oh shit. This is what happens when we wait too long to get you guys a fucking podcast. But we did give them a nice what is this, 50-minute podcast.
Shit.
Patrick.
That's a good length.
You're, I think it's a good one.
It's a good length.
God damn it. Either way, we'll see you guys back Japan side. Patrick, thanks for joining us.
Yep.
Yeah, holla at y'all later. Peace.